Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. And we must talk very fast today because we have to get off the air at 25 past because it's the drawing of the Art Union. So we have to go very, very quickly. And I'll give you the scrapbook piece straight away, which has been asked for many times again, although I've often said it. But this applies to the United Nations too, and we've got to think of that all the time and be helping by thinking and understanding and not just saying this isn't so and that isn't so. We've got to really work at it. Well, now, this is the piece. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Thinking together is unity. Working together is success. It's a very good piece. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Thinking together is unity. Working together is success. Well, that's the scrapbook piece. And then somebody wanted to know how to make... Oh, this was a new one of the young ones. We always like to be careful, as gentle as we can with the young ones. It's all very well for people who've been cooking for years, but we must study the young ones too. And she said she never can make a cornflour blancmange properly, a Brown and Poulsen's. That's my Brown and Poulsen's. She said she hasn't... she generally makes them too stiff. And what do you do about it, and how much should you put in? Well, Brown and Poulsen's themselves say 2.5 ounces to a pint of, to 2 pints of milk. You want to make a big blancmange. The children love it, of course, a good, lovely Brown and Poulsen blancmange. Mind you, there's a flavour, there's a taste to Brown and Poulsen's blancmange. You can tell it in a minute. If you happen to be anywhere where they've thickened the sauce, say the parsley sauce, or made any kind of thickening or a blancmange, I can taste it in curry even, although you'd think the curry flavour would overcome the blancmange, the different cornflour. It doesn't. I can tell Brown and Poulsen's cornflour from any other. I can tell when there's any other used and when it isn't Brown and Poulsen. Well, now, they say themselves 2.5 ounces to 2 pints of milk. Well, you say you haven't got anything to weigh out your ounces with. Well, they've got a book too, you know. I don't know whether they've got any left now for you to send for. But in their own measurements, they say 1 level tablespoon is 1/2 ounce. 1 level tablespoon. That you do that, take up a tablespoonful and level it off with the back of a knife, you see. That's a level tablespoonful. Well, a level tablespoonful is 1/2 ounce of cornflour, of Brown and Poulsen's cornflour. Well, then if it says 2.5 ounces, that'll be 5, won't it? 5 level tablespoons to 2 pints of milk. And what you do is to put on the milk to warm, to bring it up nicely to the boil, and keep a little of the milk out to wet up the cornflour with, mix it up, you see, to a paste, and when that comes to the boil, you take it off and pour it into the basin with the cornflour in as a good way, and stir it, and then tip it all back into the saucepan again, you see, stirring well. And I must say, I always put in a little butter. I like to, and another thing, to keep the saucepan from sticking. Do you rinse the saucepan out with, that was another thing she asked about it sticking with milk. Do you rinse the saucepan out with cold water first? Because milk doesn't stick, or hardly at all. Of course, it's always a little bit on, but not burnt, but I mean a little bit on. But if you rinse your saucepan with cold water before you cook milk in a saucepan, it always is much easier. And I like to put a piece of butter in the bottom of the saucepan, if I can spare it, a little piece of butter in the bottom of the saucepan, and that all helps and stops it from sticking or getting to be a nuisance. Well, there you are. You bring the rest of the milk, 2 pints. You bring the rest of the milk to the boil. You've kept out a little and mixed up your 2.5 ounces, which is 5 level tablespoonfuls with a little milk in a little basin. Then pour some of the hot milk onto it, stir it up, tip it all back into the saucepan again, add a little pinch of salt, and add as much butter as you can spare. Well, I say as much you want about it. I like to put in about a dessert spoon of butter. I think it makes it lovely. And sugar. Oh, well, how much sugar? Don't make it too sweet. About a couple of tablespoons of sugar for 2 pints. Yes, I would put a tablespoon for a pint, 2 tablespoons for 2 pints, and stir it up nicely. And it boils for 3 minutes. Brown and Poulsen's cornflour is done in 3 minutes. It's done in 3 minutes. That's what you do. You stir it. It's best to keep it stirring all the same way. Keep your spoon the same way. Stirring well. And don't do it so fast, and don't make it boil so fast. Just gently boiling and stirring all the time, all the time. And then you've got your wet mould. You've got a mould standing in the sink under the tap, full of water. You can have the tap running on it so that it's full of water. And then you just turn that out and pour the blancmange into the wet mould and leave it to sit. And then you can have it. If you're going to put any flavouring essence in, you wait till you've taken the saucepan off the boil, because the flavouring essence wastes If you're going to put in, say, vanilla or lemon flavouring or banana flavouring, any of those flavourings, you put it in after you've stopped it boiling. Always do that with essences because it goes further. If you put it in while it's still boiling, a lot of it evaporates. You take it off the fire, and when it just stopped boiling, then you stir in your essence or a strip of lemon rind. It's beautiful in Le Mans. You can put a strip of lemon rind in with the milk. With the milk. Well, that won't turn it. That'll be lovely. That flavours it very delicately. And then you leave it to set. And if you want to put an egg in, you can. You can put just a wee little bit less milk, or you can make it a nice soft blancmange. Lots of people like to put an egg in, especially when it's for children. Well, that's Brown and Parsons, and it comes from Scotland regularly, and it's most beautiful corn flour, and anybody knows it by the flavour, and it's just lovely. And another thing, if you've got a refrigerator, you can make sunshine ice cream. Sunshine ice cream is beautiful. That really is. That's Tucker's Sunshine. All Tucker's Sunshine things are lovely. You know, Sun Vita and all those things are lovely. Well, they've got an ice cream base now. And all you do is simply follow the directions on it. You just use that packet and it's all right. That's enough. That's all you do. Mix it with we have tinned milk. We have the evaporated milk, the unsweetened condensed. It's beautiful. The directions are on it. You can put real cream if you like, but it's simply beautiful. I like it just as well with the unsweetened condensed milk. I certainly do. And it's in five or six flavours, chocolate and raspberry and strawberry and all these lovely essences, flavourings. And it's Tucker's Sunshine Ice Cream, and it's really beautiful. Now then, it's Wednesday again, and I hope it's been out 1 week. The Scream Parade magazine, and it's a particularly nice one. They're all good. I think they get better. I don't know, but I think perhaps it is because I follow them up now and I'm interested, and so is... And men are interested. Well, men want to know. Men go to the pictures just as much as women. And they want to know who are the actors now, the men and women. And this month's, the February Screen Parade magazine, is a very, very good one because it gives the private life of many people whom we know very well for years on the screen. There's the family life. It accents the family life of Bing Crosby, himself and his family at work and at play, and another one, Bob Hope, a family man. That's the name of it. That's in the Newsy articles. Bob Hope, family man, and the Crosby family at work and at play. And then it gives Virginia Chapman, she's our New Zealand girl, lives in Hollywood, and sends us back news that she goes to the studios and finds out. And then there's, of course, Philip Barker in London. He goes to all the London studios and sends us back, so that we get special, definite, intimate particular news from about the stars from these people who go and get it for themselves. We don't just copy it out. I say we, the Screen Parade Company. I believe all these people that I advertise, I feel they belong to me. Well, they don't just copy them out of other things. You see, they get them. They come out to them. They get everything. And then another very important thing in the Screen Parade magazine about it, two very things. They've got files and files and files, and you can write to them, and you'll all get an answer. Anyone who writes to the Screen Parade Company, P.O. Box 1310, 1310, 1310, Auckland. 1310 Auckland. And anybody who writes to them will get a reply, and you can ask questions about any stars, any pictures, anything that you've seen before or want to know about, you can find out. And they reply to you. Well, that's very nice. And another very important thing is what they call the cinema shop window. That's a big open page. That's two pages. You know, it opens out. And there's perhaps 30, perhaps 34, all the pictures that are, the new pictures that are being screened or going to be screened that we haven't seen yet, but all the new ones coming out. There's a description of them all, who's in them. It's called the shop window, the cinema shop window. And you're very interested to see what's coming. And, of course, the great thing this month is, well, I suppose it'll get here this month, is Gone with the Wind, that they've made again, just like they made Judy Garland in, Pinocchio. What was the one that we've just had? Wizard of Oz. You know, they reprinted that in colour, technicolour, and beautiful. Well, they've done Gone with the Wind like it. Now, that I am looking forward to seeing. I think that was beautiful. I'll never forget that. And to see Vivian Leigh in colour, and as she was then, because after all, I suppose that's 7 or 8 years. How long ago was that? Very interesting. Well, there's the newsy articles, Crosby family, pretty June Haver, Virginia Chapman interviewing Montgomery Clift, and all those newsy articles, about 8 or 9 articles. There's the new films to be screened, there's Samson and Delilah, that's a terrific one, they say. I believe I read about that in it, and a boy, a girl, and a bike, and all about it, not cricket. And the personalities in this month's films are always very good. And there's a reader's page where if you write letters in, some of the letters, as much as there's room for, are published. And you're very interested to read other people's letters, what they've written in and asked about. It's a very good magazine, the Scream Parade magazine. I like it better and better. I suppose it's because I'm reading it up and beginning to understand and learn more about it. It's no use isolating yourself. You've got to move with the times. And if you've got any Bushel's coffee... Oh, by the way, you can make a coffee blancmange. I was going to say a Bushel's blancmange. You can make a coffee blancmange, you know, if some of that milk... If you've made the milk, you can put some... I wouldn't put black coffee, water coffee, in with the milk. I would have made some of the milk, poured it onto black, into very strong coffee. Make some milk coffee. Make some milk coffee and strain it. Make some milk. Make the one of the pints of strong black coffee with milk in. And strain it. It should be all milk. You see, and strain it, and you can have a coffee blancmange. But Bushel's coffee, all pure, no chicory with it, and you can buy it now in the waxed packets. And very many people like to buy the waxed packets. They say they've got plenty of Bushel's jars, and the waxed packets are just as vacuum-packed until you break the seal. Follow the directions. It says what to do. Break the seal and then tip it into a jar and screw it down. And it's cheaper. And that's quite enough. Most people, it's 2 and 4 pence halfpenny in some places. I suppose further in the country it would be up a halfpenny or a penny if it was in the very... But, you know, you've got to pay for the transport. But it's quite enough to pay. Many people think that's quite enough to pay. The waxed packets of Bushel's coffee, very, very good indeed. Now then... What about your Vicks VapoRub? We must keep our eye and remember that we're going to draw the Art Union, so we mustn't spend too long on anything, but I wanted to give you this other recipe, if possible. But still, let me think of... Oh, I had a letter from a lady, a mother. 5, did she say, or 4 children? And she said, every night, every night, Aunt Daisy, whether they've got a cold or not, we rub their chests. She said, we don't put a great deal on, we put a little. And she said, they've never had a cold, they didn't get a summer cold. There were summer colds all round them, they were camping. And people, all the families around, there were a lot of summer colds this year, have been, are still. A lot to do with it, they say, is cooling too quickly when you've been, especially children, they get very, very hot and then cool too quickly. You shouldn't cool too quickly. But, of course, in other ways, and mostly you catch cold, not so much only from that, but you catch mostly from people sneezing and coughing, you know, and you breathe in the germs. And so, therefore, you breathe in the Vicks VapoRub, you inhalation, inhale. That is the common sense. Chase the cold germs that have gone in, chase them with the anti-cold germ that goes in from the Vicks VapoRub. You just sniff it. Inhale, put some up your nose, first one nostril and then the other, and sniff it up, and that's going down. And then, of course, if you rub the chest and throat and back, give it a good rubbing all round and round behind the ears and everything. Don't ever touch anything in the ear. Never, never, never put anything in your ears. Never. Never. It's very dangerous. But rub all round, and then plenty on the chest, and cover up warm, and you sniff it up all night, and that's Vicks Products Incorporated, 122 East 42nd Street, New York, and very good thing to know. What about your DYC yeast? That is the morning pep drink, but not only for pep and energy, although we know that yeast is very good for pep and energy, but it's really for the blood. It's a purifier. It's blood purifying, that's what it is. Yeast. And the convenient and the nice and, in fact, the delightful way to drink yeast is to drink buy the evaporated yeast or dried yeast. It's active enough, goodness knows. Dried yeast. It's a convenient way to pack it and buy it. You see, you buy the packets of compressed yeast to make bread with, but then, of course, you've got to use that up and keep it cool and so on. But with the dried yeast, it's just all right. You just keep it in a dark place, you should really. And of course, it's so easy to keep. And you can use it just the same for bread. You just use an ounce, if it says an ounce. The packets, the compressed is 1 1/4 ounces. So you put, if it says 1 1/4 ounces, you can use it just the same. But you mix it up over the night before, as according to the directions, again, according to the directions, and then leave it all night. Mix it with honey, if you can, or brown sugar, and mix it, leave it all night, and it works, and it's beautiful in the morning. There's, as the boys say, there's a head on it, Mum, and you pour it out into glasses and drink it, and it's very good, and you get a good skin, because it is noted to be for the skin. And chocolates, Cadbury Fry, Hudson Castle Street, Dunedin, well, we know that they are now in the 4-ounce blocks, which are a shilling, or the 2-ounce blocks, which is a sixpence, and they're much thicker and closer together, and so they don't squash up and go into little pieces in your bag, and men putting them in their pockets. And very often, if you just even have 2 little squares, oh, many and many a time, I've only just had 2 little squares, each little square is divided into squares, you break off one, and each one's got Cadbury on, you know? And really, it does fill a gap. It keeps you going. It's like putting a shovelful of coal on a dying fire. I always say it just makes it burn up a little. 6 pence for the 2 ounces and 1 shilling for the 4 ounces with all that candy nut crunch and fruit and nut and energy and Bourneville and dairy milk, all those kinds. If you want the nut milk, you pay an extra halfpenny or an extra penny, as the case may be, according to the size. Now, what about your Dixon's carpet shampoo? Now, oh, yes, I told you about somebody who wrote in and said that Dorothy Ann in Christchurch, who even gets spots off her suede shoes with Dixon's carpet shampoo. So another lady wrote and said she says, praise Dixon's carpet shampoo enough for the wonderful improvement it's made of my handbag. You can't imagine how dirty my suede handbag was and how clean it is now. I'll never be without Dixon's from now on. Even my husband was impressed, and he's going to clean our car upholstery with it. Oh, certainly. You can clean car upholstery the same as any other upholstery. Upholstered chairs and wash the carpets with it. And don't forget that you can clean your coat collars of your costume and everything else. Dilute it with a little water and brush it with a nail brush. And it is a comfort. Dixon's carpet shampoo. Very, very nice. Have you got your poinsettia? Literally your poinsettia shirts, and you see that it's got the label, and it's no good people saying, oh, I think this is one, because sometimes a young new beginner in a shop, you see, well, you say, my dear, you can point it out. You say, now, never, it's a boy, you wouldn't say, my dear, but you say, look, this is not a poinsettia shirt because it hasn't got a poinsettia label. It must be labelled poinsettia, Litchfield poinsettia. And why do you want the poinsettia? You want it for 3 things, really. You want it because it's a lovely American cut. It drapes into the waist, and the sleeves are made so that they don't, when a man's driving a car or pushing his arms like that, you see, they don't push up. They don't push up. The elbows cut so that there's plenty of... Very nice. And the collar is pre-shrunk. That's another thing. You don't have to say, oh, I buy an extra half inch because it'll shrink. No, it won't. Not a poinsettia. And also that you iron them wet, of course, but don't iron them till they're dry. Just iron them 2 or 3 times over and bend them over and leave them to dry. But they're spot-welded with that American machine that costs them goodness knows what. And so that's Litchfield poinsettia shirts. And they're labelled poinsettia, just the same as... they're guaranteed. They're guaranteed. They'll replace them if there should be anything wrong. And it isn't 1 in 1,000 that is. And another thing that's got a label, a warranty, in with every one, and that is the Rex bags. And it's no good a new beginner in a shop, because the beginning of the year you must have patience. Young beginners in the shops, and they say, well, I think that's a Rex bag. Well, you say, I can tell you. You see, you've been listening, and they're new, just left school, some of them. You open the bag, and is the warranty inside? Is the card? I've got one in my hand now. Warranty. This is a good bag and deserves some consideration. Manufactured from the finest selected cowhide. We recommend an occasional application of shoe cream to maintain and enhance the natural beauty of the leather. Lincoln guaranteed frames are used exclusively in the manufacture of Rex handbags, which are guaranteed throughout. And the travelling bags and the carry-all bags for the babies. Why don't you send for one of their little booklets that's got a photograph in of every bag they make? Every bag they make, splendid. And, of course, they have one February Fancy. They bring out a special one for every month. There's the February Fancy in all colours and white. And white. And their Rex bags, so obviously Rex, and they certainly are very good. The Charles Foot Comfort Service, I don't think I can do better to help you. And men as well. I see them very often in town limping along. And that is to tell you to get the 4 necessity outfit and bathe them every night with the Charles salts, bath salts in the water, warm water, and then rub them with a granulated soap to get all the acidity out, and then dry them and rub in their foot cream. Foot cream. It's wonderful. Work the joints about. And then, of course, powder them with the Dr. Scholl's foot powder. And always put foot powder on your shoes, on your feet, before you put your shoes and stockings on. Or even shoes, because you'll spoil your shoes if you don't. I mean, if they get perspiration, it spoils the leather. And Dulux Hot Spot. Yes, somebody wanted to know, what do you do to put it on over your stove? Because many people don't use the stove in the hot weather at all. Well, you've got to clean it all off first with mineral turps. Clean all the old polish off your stove. And then you put on, say, 2 coats, I would, of Hot Spot. The directions are on the tin. BALM it is. Dulux, that firm. Hot Spot. It is for stoves. And for around dining room stoves, I mean, and the drawing room, the lounge, they want blacking too. And it comes up beautifully. When it gets hot, it goes a little bit greyish, but they polish up that with a velvet. It's very nice. And it withstands white heat on the stove. If you want to black lead on top after a bit, you can, but there's no need. And Shreddo, they still like a Shreddo duff. You can't, a man is never afraid to have a plum pudding. You make a good Shreddo pudding. Shreddo is the kidney suet that is never touched by hand, the best of suet, and it's shredded by machinery, by the stainless steel machinery, and packed. It's so well packed. And isn't it wonderful, all these years we've been sending it to Britain, and it keeps perfectly. It's the beautiful packing. But you make them a Shreddo duff. That's always a nice thing to have. You have such a lot of salads and cold meats. You do want a Shreddo pudding every now and then. Well, I don't think I better give you the recipe for a Shreddo pudding, but mind you make a nice, good Brown and Porcelain blancmange, because they're so good for you. You can put an egg in, and they're very lovely. And now we'll have to say, we mustn't resume our own programmes, but we're going to draw the Art Union, so we'll be on our toes listening for that, and cheery bye, everybody.